Chapter 1 Whispers of Death. They rode on horseback, side by side, down a road overgrown with the twisted limbs of monstrous oak trees. The air was full of gnats and gossamer threads of spider silk that gently tickled the face. Martin wiped his cheek hurriedly, staring into the dark woods on either side. The bend ahead was blind, the perfect location for a trap.
"By Cheshu," Martin muttered. "I like not the look of that corner, I do not. This forsaken wood is the only road to Camoros, is it?"
He hissed softly and then sniffed at the air, listening with keenness for evidence of the warning that throbbed silently in his heart. At his side was the man Martin served, the King Mastin of Priory. Martin was the older of the two, but the king had a youthful face. He did not look like a king, for he dressed in a simple shirt and an unassuming leather vest. His hair was an untamed mass of gold, and was shorn like a sheep at the nape of his neck. There was a somber expression on his face, which was normal, as he was a man who mused silently much of the day, and even more since hatching the plot of a secret marriage to Demont's daughter. But a smile crept almost unnoticed at times to his mouth, betraying some hidden thought of mirth. He was at Llewyn Llewysellyn, though Martin would never have called him by his common name. The king was a man Martin respected and trusted above any other, including the band of men known as the Evnissian, who now clustered around their king, halting as Martin and the king had. In short, the Evnissian were the king's protectors, and Martin had trained them all. It was much more than simply that. The Evnissian were hunters, thieves, schemers, dice-throwers, warriors. The mind in the shadows, whispering advice to their leader. Martin was the man the king turned to after his royal counselors had all argued their positions, blustered for favors and lands, or even plotted his death. The Evnissian knew all the tangles in the skeins of power, and they ruthlessly plucked at them like harp strings. Martin thought this with satisfaction. It was in his instincts to smell trouble. He smelled it on the road to Camoros. Lord Alluhin paused his mount and tugged open the pouch fastened to his wide leather belt. He was a King Mastin, showing the glimpse of his chain just a hint beneath the open collar of his shirt. But he referred to himself as only a prince in his title. Of the three blessed kings of Priory, he was the wisest, the youngest, and the worthiest to rule them all. That was why the others had already been assassinated, leaving Alluin's brother and nephew as co-rulers, neither of whom were Mastins or very wise. After digging into the pouch, the prince removed a small globe made of refined orichalcum. It glimmered in the shadows, which made Martin impatient, wondering if anyone skulking in the woods would see it. Staring at the orb, the prince watched as the spindles set in the upper half began to whirl and spin. Writing appeared in the lower half of the orb. Martin squinted at the tiny markings that only Mastins could read.
"Well?"
The prince's face paled. He looked furtively at the road ahead, his face more serious than before. His voice was soft with warning.
"Ekishion, in the shadows ahead. The orb bids me west. Into the swamp. The Kishion does not want the others in our train, only me. Send them on after we are gone. You ride with me, Martin. Send the rest on to Muirwood."
The prince did not hesitate after that. Wrapping the reins in one fist, he stamped his stallion's flanks with his spurs and charged into the murky depths of the oak trees. Furious, Martin hissed orders and a warning to the rest of the Evnissian guard.